The angel went to her and said, "Greetings to you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One will be born, will be called the Son of Man. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be unable to conceive in her 6 months. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word be fulfilled." And the angel left her. Actually, that's slightly different than the version I went. It actually says in my version, "Anything is possible for God." I didn't realise that was, it should be the same, but nothing is impossible for God. And he even made Mary's, I know that sounds like it's a long time of year, but it isn't really, because it would have been about this time, or the end of this month, when Mary conceived, 9 months before Jesus was born. And the other one, second reading, is from Matthew 19. It's just a few verses, 23 to 26. This is about the rich man who wanted to enter the kingdom of God. And when Jesus said to him, he had to give up all his possessions, he was very disappointed. If I could find it, I could read it to you. And Jesus, that's not that. Yeah. Oh, and then Jesus said, thank you. "Truly I will tell you, it's hard for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again I tell you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle, or for someone, than to enter the kingdom of heaven." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." So God can do anything, including wanting us to give up everything. He doesn't ask all of us to give up everything. Not physically, in a sense he does ask us to just let go of things that are more important to us than he is. And that isn't easy. Nothing is impossible for God. But the impossible way in which Jesus was born by Mary, which was impossible, it's possible for her to have a baby because she was a virgin, unmarried. But God made this possible. He also made it possible for Elizabeth and her cousin to have John the Baptist. Elizabeth was very elderly and unable to have children. But God can do anything, and he made this possible. We think about things that are impossible, or that we can't do. We think it's impossible for us to do. But God can make anything happen. He can make anything happen for us. He can encourage us to do anything. He can give us the right words to say when we need them. He will give us a strength to go on when we are weak, and courage to stand up for him when it's needed. He gives us these things through his Holy Spirit, which is only possible because of the miracle of Jesus' birth through Mary. Jesus was brought to earth. He was born as man, but he was here to die on the cross for our sins. And he was born for our salvation, so we will have eternal life. And he will go back up to heaven and send us His Holy Spirit. And that is what we have to help us in all the things that we find impossible to do. But with God, God can do anything. The second reading we'll learn more about the Jesus dying on the cross in the next few weeks, because obviously it's Easter coming up soon. So that will be the man. The rich man said that he was a good man. He'd lived by the rules of the scriptures that was given, that he knew. But he had a lot of money. He was a very rich man. When Jesus said to him, "Went to the kingdom of God, you must give up all your possessions." And this man was very distressed and he found it hard. He couldn't give it up. So he went away very disappointed. Very sad, this great world. God. But God said, nothing's possible for man, but nothing's impossible for God. If he'd just made that one step, maybe, yes, I would do it, he would have had eternal life. God asks us often to do things that we don't understand, maybe don't like, but he never asks us to do things that are really bad for us. But we must have the courage to say, "Thank you, Jesus, for dying on that cross. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me your Holy Spirit so that I can have that Spirit within me, so that I can do the impossible with you in my heart, what you want me to do." Yes. Through that impossible birth, through Mary, we have a Saviour. And it's made it possible for us to enter his kingdom, to have salvation, to have eternal life. And that cross, the impossible thing about him dying on the cross and coming back to life, which if you think about it, for us would be impossible. But for God it was possible because it was his son and he gave him life. So we just pray and thank you, Lord, that you do make things possible for us. And we just have a little prayer now, to, I hope I've given the children enough time, I probably haven't. Pray for the Holy Spirit to guide us and lead us and help us to know when you're talking to us. And sometimes that's hard to know when it's God talking or when it's just our fault. So Heavenly Father, we just pray for your ability to hear what you're saying to us, Lord. An ability to move on, to do that which is your will, Lord. We ask this in your holy name. And we just thank and praise you, Lord.